Hi there, my name's Anthony Adshead and I'm storage editor with ComputerWeekly.com. Today we're discussing the role of the CSO and what the CSO needs to know about data and storage. And with me I have Mathieu Gorge, who is CEO of Digitrust. The first question today, Mathieu, is what is the CSO and what do they need to know about data? Over to you.
So the CSO stands for Chief Security Officer, also referred to from time to time as CISO, Chief Information Security Officer. And their role over the last 20 to 30 years has evolved from making sure that the networks were secure from intrusion, from hackers, securing the extended network, especially with regards to the advent of mobile devices and bring your own device. And over the last 5 years, we've seen an increasing push for CSOs to understand the value of data with regards to big data and the explosion of data that's created by organizations. So one thing that CSOs need to understand is what type of data their organization works with. Who's the custodian of the data within each business silo? How do they classify the data with regards to the confidentiality, integrity, and availability of that data? And also, how do they make sure that the security settings that they put around data do not impact on the ability of the organization to do data analytics for big data? And this leads into their requirement to fully understand the technical measures that need to be in place, as well as policies and procedures and user awareness from a data protection perspective, so in the UK with the Data Protection Act.
Thanks, Mathieu. And the second question is, what does the CSO need to know about storage? Over to you again.
So again, if you look at what the Data Protection Act is asking you to do, you need to have appropriate security measures to protect the data that pertains to individuals and businesses. And that means putting in place technical solutions, including secure storage, encryption of data in use potentially, at rest or in transit. Which really starts by mapping out the data flow from one business unit to another or from a third party, whether it's trusted or untrusted, but that you need to do business with, and your organization. So it's really about mapping the data flow and making sure that only the right data is kept the right way in a secure way. So again, if you look at other legal or industry frameworks, like you look at the requirements from the FSA or you look at PCI DSS requirement 3.4 about storage of credit card holder data, that's one thing that the CSO needs to be fully familiar with. What type of data can I keep? What type of data can I not keep at under any circumstance whatsoever? And how do I actually protect that data once it's actually stored? There's also obviously the issue of e-discovery. If I need to access the data under an e-discovery request, have I actually stored that data and can I access it? I think the key here for the CSO is to understand that the concept of data and data management and data security is probably the link for the CSO to engage with key decision makers. Key decision makers are very aware of the recent breaches, such as Target, Loyalty Build, some of the recent breaches with the NHS. And so they understand the value of data, and the CSO can use that as a lever to sell them the value of data storage and data storage policies, and therefore get a budget and get commitment from the company to put in place a robust, scalable data storage policy for the organization.
Thanks, Mathieu. And that's the end of the podcast.